I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The National Transportation Safety Board recently came out with a report on those so-called curbside buses, originally called Chinatown buses with names like Feng Hua because they originated in New York's Chinatown and could pick up passengers at a curb instead of a bus terminal and deliver them to cities like Boston for as little as a dollar. The report says these buses are 7 times more likely to be involved in fatal accidents than traditional coach carriers. Wait a minute. The report also says, in general, these buses are safe. Michael Grimbaum is the transportation reporter for the New York Times. Michael, the study started after that horrific accident last March in the Bronx that killed 15 people. But does the study conclude curbside buses are safe or not?
Well, when you take a broad overview of the industry, these buses are considered a safe mode of travel. But when you drill into the data, you find that these curbside companies, which are often much smaller, they've been in business for less time, their rate of fatal accidents is significantly higher than a more traditional carrier like Greyhound.
Well, and so there have been, we hear, 23 interstate bus accidents this year, 33 deaths, 452 injuries, you know, just terrible, but nothing compared to the amount of car accidents. So overall, there seems to be some safety, but you're saying within that 23, more of those were these cheaper curbside buses?
Right. And when accidents do occur, they're more likely for these curbside companies to result in a fatality.
Well, reading that in the curbside bus accidents, there'd be driver fatigue. We also are reading higher inspection violation rates for the cheaper buses. So that brings the question of regulation. How are these buses regulated? Is it different from the terminal bus?
No, they all come under the same federal agency. This is the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. And part of the report was pointing out that their regulatory responsibilities are sort of far beyond their resources. The agency has repeatedly said that it simply doesn't have the money or the staff to keep up with the inspections that it's expected to do.
We're reading one stat, 765,000 U.S. motor carriers and only 878 personnel responsible for compliance reviews.
Yes, that's right. And what's interesting is that the curbside carriers bring their own unique challenges. One of the issues they raised is that many of these companies are owned or operated by non-English speakers. While there's nothing against the rules for that to happen, regulators say that they've often had problems tracking down the proper paperwork, even being able to get in contact with these companies. They leave voicemails in English on the answering machine. They don't hear back. They have trouble talking to drivers and making sure that they understand all the rules. That's just one of the hurdles that they face.
Well, another is that a company, once it's shut down for violations, can reinvent itself.
They actually reapply under a different name. There's a different ownership, and they get the license.
So they obviously don't have the personnel to trace back and see that they were another company at some time.
That's exactly right. That awful crash in the Bronx that prompted this study, that company, it's been reported, is now operating under two different names. You know, the owner is still in the industry despite everything that's happened.
Well, so just real brief, Michael, what's your sense of what's going to happen? More regulation? Are these buses going to be able to continue these low fares if they have more requirements put on them? And by the way, some of these bus lines like Bolt here in New England is owned. It's a partnership of Greyhound and Peter Pan. So these aren't all, you know, foreign-born, non-English speaking owners.
One issue, actually, a concern about the study is that it doesn't allow, there's no searchable database, really, so you can say Feng Hua, you know, what's the rate for a company like that versus another one? It sort of loops a lot of different companies together. So not every curbside carrier is a huge risk for a passenger to get on board, but many of them are. Moving forward, the Department of Transportation that oversees the industry, they've actually asked Congress to change a rule that prohibits them from making inspections while buses are in the middle of a trip. They say that if they can get that regulation changed, they'll be able to more thoroughly check on these buses while they're in operation.
Of course, passengers won't like that, but in the final analysis, if you have to stand there on the side of the road for a little bit while there's an inspection, you may have a safer trip. Michael Grimbaum of the New York Times, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, just ahead, the Republican candidates gather in Michigan. They should be asked about bailouts and jobs, but how much will Herman Cain take the oxygen out of the room, as John Huntsman says? That's in 30 seconds, here and now.